day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you've had a busy spring. Tell us about some of the activities you've been involved with.
Absolutely. We recently participated in the Oklahoma Memorial Marathon at the Cox Center. This is a great event for us. It attracts up to 25,000 participants every year who come to the trade show to pick up their race packets and then spend their time perusing the booths. For the Oklahoma Beef Council, it provides us that opportunity to share recipes and nutrition information to this very important group of food and health involved consumers. We also promoted the Team Beef program to encourage runners to sign up for it.
And also the spring at the Oklahoma FFA Convention, the Beef Council awarding money to many FFA members who've gone through the Masters of Beef Advocacy program.
This year, Oklahoma FFA blew through their goal of 750, and we had more than 1,000 students receive their Masters of Beef Advocacy certification. Makes Oklahoma the leading state in the nation.
Learn more about what the Oklahoma Beef Council is up to by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, initial sharp losses have steadily eroded throughout the complex today, with steady buying moving into the deferred lean hog contracts once again. Feeder cattle futures remained under pressure today following strong grain market support. July corn futures about 8 cents higher, the Dow Jones 255 points higher, NASDAQ's up 99 points. Over in live cattle today, futures bounced off of early pressure as prices were mixed within a narrow range. Traders are moving away from the strong pressure today in feeder cattle, with the focus moving more towards moderate to strong upcoming demand. Cash cattle remained quiet today, with limited bids seen in the north at $115 to $116 live and $185 to $186 dressed. Asking prices remained at $120 and higher live and $196 dressed. Box beef cutouts today were lowered, down 3 cents in select and down 9 cents per hundredweight in choice, with active movement of 103 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, front month May contracts quickly eroding as trade quickly exited the contract and moved into August and September futures. Despite initial triple-digit pressure, some limited stability started to redevelop throughout August futures, with prices holding a 95-cent loss. The focus on increased grain prices has sparked some additional softness. Gains in the live cattle trade, though, throughout the day has helped to bring limited support to deferred contracts based on expectations of firm demand throughout the year. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 6 to 8 cents higher as support from the continued wet forecast amid near-term planting progress and trade testing the support of gains. Soybean trade was 2 to 4 cents higher today, with trade fading a little from the overnight highs following the lead of the corn market. Meal was $2 to $3 higher and oil 20 to 30 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 10 to 14 cents higher overnight, with Chicago leading but Kansas City narrowing the gap from overnight, with trade looking to consolidate recent gains after failing yesterday. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.